Hi, I'm Maren, one of the reference librarians, and I will be directing you through the next section of our tour. Now that you're back upstairs, please face the entrance to the library, turn right at the public safety desk, and walk down the hallway as far as the DVD cart on the right and the chairs on the left. The DVDs on this cart can be checked out for 3 days, and please feel free to suggest films for the library to purchase. To your left, there are comfortable chairs and a conveniently located rack of current newspapers and magazines. Across the hall to the right, you will see a display case showcasing recent faculty publications. As you can see, Hofstra's faculty publishes on a wide variety of legal topics. Our faculty members have even written novels. Turning to the center of the hallway, you can see a shelf of reference books, which includes things such as foreign language dictionaries. These reference books are in addition to the reference books shelved behind the reference desk. This section is called Law Reference, while the books behind the reference desk are in the section called Law Ready Reference. Of course, if you ever find all this confusing, you can save yourself some time by asking a reference librarian. Now walk to the end of the hallway. In front of us, there's a display case which is updated with a new theme every 2 months by one of our reference librarians. And just to the left of the display case is a shelf containing some of our recently acquired books. Turning back to the left corner of the hall, you probably already noticed several computer terminals along the wall. These computers don't require a Hofstra network ID to be used, and the one furthest to the right offers open access to many Westlaw databases without requiring a Westlaw ID. The printer next to that computer is for this public access Westlaw service only. Just past these computer terminals, you can see through a glass wall into the 24-hour computer lab. You cannot enter this computer lab from the library. The lab is often staffed by student assistants who work for Lexis and Westlaw. For any issues with your own computer or network access, please contact the Information Technology Help Desk at 516-463-4192. Continuing past the computer lab, you will see a pair of offices and a drinking fountain on your left. Through the door to the right of the fountain and down the hallway to the left are the men's and women's bathrooms. Pay special attention here because these are the only bathrooms in the library. You're now in a larger room containing materials from the main or classified collection. This area is called the main classified room, and it is a no-talking zone. Please continue walking in the same direction past the stacks of books and go through the doors you see on the left side of the room. You are now in the side room where the main or classified collection begins. This room is also a no-talking zone, and it is usually very quiet. Because the call numbers for legal materials begin with K, and this room begins our classified collection at A, this room contains many of the library's non-legal materials, such as books on social and political science. If you would like to briefly examine the materials on the shelves in this side room, hit the pause button now. Please exit this room the way you came in, and another librarian will direct you through the next section of the library tour.